Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Lamed Tes in Maseches Erevin, the 257th daf in Shas. We left off yesterday in Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Our daf will continue to discuss the halachos of making an Erev when you have a two-day Yom Tov, or a Yom Tov that precedes a Shabbos, or a Shabbos that precedes a Yom Tov. That will continue into the next Mishnah as well, that will talk about a two-day Rosh Hashanah and making a Yom Tov, an Erev, excuse me, in such a case. The Mishnah will even discuss as well the davenings, the halachos of davening of Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah will then be analyzed by the Gemara, once again, from the question of making two different Erevs in two different directions. And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara will continue analyzing that and the status of 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, as well as Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Golius. Yesterday, when we were in Sderot, in honor of the anniversary of the State of Israel, I was zochet to see an old friend of mine, Rav Zevi Reichman, a Rav in Englewood, spoke to the people in Sderot in a beautiful Hebrew. His Hebrew is better than mine, and I've been in Eretz Yisrael for 9 years, about how our daf relates to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and he spoke about the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We learned right above, where we're about to pick up on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the top, that there's a Kedushas Shabbos and there's a Kedushas Yom Tov, and sometimes you have Yom Tov bringing in Shabbos, and sometimes you have Shabbos bringing in Yom Tov. And he said Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha is a Kedusha that started from below, from even the common folk, and even from people who weren't religious. It was a Kedusha Ditata, like Yom Tov, which the Kedusha starts from below, and Be'ezer Hashem, it should usher in a Bechina of Shabbos, where there's a Kedusha that also comes Milatata from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gilui Shechina, in the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. Let's continue from where we had left off in the Gemara, about 20 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that in this case, where you have Yom Tov that ushers in a Shabbos, you would be allowed to make an Erev for Shabbos, and it would not be considered Yom Tov being Mechin L'Shabbos, because the Kinyan Erev takes place on Shabbos night. It's Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. First word on the line is Mechina La'atzma. So here, the Gemara comes back to a big discussion, and that is, when is Erev Kona? That we concluded yesterday's daf saying that in order to be able to explain how one can make an Erev for Shabbos that's after Yom Tov, is that the Erev is going to be kona by the Tchilas HaYom HaShabbos and not before on Friday afternoon. This has been an issue that the Gemara has raised a few times, whether the Erev is kona b'sof HaYom of Friday or b'tchilas hayom. Asks the Gemara, if we're going to assume that's kone b'tchilas hayom of Shabbos, and that's how you're making the Eruv, and you're not preparing from Yom Tov b'Shabbos, elo me'ata, says the Gemara, about 20 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, ye'arvu bilogin. So then, why is it that you can't make an Eruv in the case of login? Rashi explains the Dibra Maschil, ye'arvu, that someone who's at full yom, which means that he went to the mikvah and he's going to get tahara tonight, he's allowed to set aside truma and say the truma is going to be chal tonight. However, if it's Friday and he wants to make an Erev tonight from that food, and if he's going to designate now, would be tameh, he cannot say for tonight, because the utensil that is the kad, the login. Login means kad, the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us, or the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Yom would tell us, which was Tameh, is only going to become Tahar tonight. And the Eruv, it seems, could only take effect at the end of Friday, against what our Gemara had said. Because if the Eruv would take effect tonight, then why isn't it possible to say that I'm making the Eruv tonight when the login, when the Kad is Tahar? Elamiat the Yarvu Belogin. Question mark. Rashi explains, we're going back, when we say Yarvu Belogin, we're going back to Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Answers the Gemara, Be'inan Su'udah Haru'iyam Be'od Yom Veleka. It's not enough for it to take effect at the moment before Shabbos, but it needs to be a Seuda that was already prepared on Friday. Asks the Gemara, if we have this rule that you need a Seuda haru'uya mib'od yom, then the next line of the Gemara is not going to make sense. Elohadisnan, we learned the following halacha from Rabbi Shimon, which you already discussed in yesterday's daf. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yom tov ha-samach l'shabbos, bei milafneh ubei milachareha, for both days, ma'ariv adam shnei eruvim. You can make two eruvim. Now, what are the two eruvim for? So we learned yesterday that if you make the eruv in the east, you'll be able to walk as far as 2,000 amos out of the city, and you could make for the next day into the west side. Now, asks the Gemara like this, if you made the Eruv into the east, 2,000 amos, then that means you'll be able to walk all the way back to the city, your Kona Shvisa 2,000 amos outside, but you won't be able to walk all the way to the west. So, how is that Eruv Ru'uya Mib'od Yom? You weren't able to eat it Mib'od Yom in the case in which you made an Eruv on the first day in one direction, 2,000 amos out, and the second day in the other direction. It must be that this concept of that you need a Suda Rui Mabod Yom is not correct. Haba'ina Suda Rui Mabod Yom Veleka, says the Gemara, Mi Savrit Demonach Le Besof Alpayim Amo Lukan, U Besof Alpayim Amo Lukan. Lo, Demonach Le Besof Elif Amo Lukan. It wasn't 2,000 amos out, it was only 1,000 amos outside of the city. U Besof Elif Amo Lukan. And therefore, Rashi explains, you'd be actually be able to walk to the place of the other Eruv. Asks Gemara, Elohadamar Rav Yehuda, Erev Biraglav Yom Rishon, Arev Biraglav Yom Sheni. We learn the opinion of Rav Yehuda is that in order to be able to use an Eruv for the second day, you need to be there on Bein Hashmashos of the second day of Yom Tov. Erev Bipas Biyom Rishon, Arev Pas Biyom Sheni. Hakamechin miyom tov l'shabbos. But now we have another problem, and that is that you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If we're talking about when Yom Tov preceded Shabbos, we learned that according to Rav Yehuda, you got to make a second Erev on Yom Tov itself. Do you think he went and he said something, and that way he was mechin? Amalei misavrit da'azel v'amr midi? Da'azel v'shasik. He went on Yom Tov, and he didn't say anything, v'yasev, and he sat there. The Gemara here is being mechadesh, that if as long as a person doesn't say anything, that's not considered, at vis-a-vis at least, the halachos of Erevin, as if he prepared from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Kiman, ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Damer cheft se hefker kainin shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that even someone who's sleeping, Rashi explains in the last middle line, in an area is kona shvisa in that place, and his chafatzim, even though halachically when he's sleeping, they're considered hefker, nevertheless, his chafatzim are kona the makom, as chefse hefker are kona shvisa. Says the Gemara, Afil Tem Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Atkan lo pligi Rabbanan lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, el bi yashan, delo matzi amar. He wasn't able to speak. If he wasn't able to speak, then his chafotzin might not be kona shvisa. Avol b'neir, when he's up, di boilem emar, matzi amar, since he was able to say, afagav delo amar, kiman de amar domi. It's considered as if he said, so even according to the Rabbanan, it's not a problem of Yom Tov Mechel Shabbos, because Yom Tov Mechel Shabbos would be a violation only if he prepared by saying words. And in this case, the Rabbanan agree you don't even need to say words to be Kone Shvisa if you're awake. If you had heard Abaye, Hadassani, this that we learned, Lo Yehalech Adam, L'sov Sadeh Leida Mahi Tzricha, Kayotze Bo, the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph Lo Yitayeh Lo Adam Al Pesach Medina, a person cannot take a stroll at the entrance of his city or estate, Kedei Sheikanes L'Merchatz, in order to be close to the bathhouse to go in right after Shabbos. Miyad Hodarbe says, Rabba Bar Chonin to Abaye, if Rabba had known this, he never would have allowed a person to go Mibeod Yom, because he's preparing by on Yom Tov, just like someone who wants to go to a basketball game or to the bathhouse, he's not allowed to go on Shabbos itself and wait by the edge of the gym to be able to go inside, or wait by the edge of the bathhouse to go inside. Vilohi, and that's not true. Rabbah would not have been chozer. Shamaleh, he knew that halacha v'loha derbe. Hasam, over there, it's different. Muchicha milsa, it's obvious that the reason he's standing outside in his shorts and his sneakers is because he wants to go play basketball. Hacha lav muchicha milsi, or he's standing out there, out in, by the merchatz, ready to go into the bathhouse, maybe with a towel, whether there's an Erev or not. Either way, it's Muchach Milsa. But here, when it comes to the case where he's sitting by the area where he wants to be called a Shvisa, it's not obvious at all. He's in his regular Shabbos clothing, Yom Tov clothing. He is doing his regular thing. What is his regular thing? So it depends. Itzur v'me Rabbanan, if he's one of the Rabbanan, Amrinin, we say, Shmaitza Mishchasei, that his Sugya brought him there. What a fascinating description of the Gemara. His sugya brought him there. In other words, he got what we call in Yiddish, trachten and learning. He was thinking and learning, and he didn't realize where he ended up. Now, this is the story of legends about people who are so engrossed in learning and don't realize where they are. Remember when I was in child, I heard a legend of once there was a tremendous Talmud Chacham who would often get lost walking home because he got so engrossed in the sugya he forgot the direction he was walking. And one time he was walking and he felt that he had gotten lost. He didn't know where he was, and he just went over to a girl and he said, what's the street? And she said to him, Abba, you're standing in front of the house. And realized it was his own daughter because he was so engrossed in the sugya. That's what legends are made of, but the Gemara here is not talking about legends. And the Gemara is describing that in those days it was possible, and it seems to be even common. The Shmaitza Moshkasei, it's quite a powerful lesson. V'am Aretzu, and if he, someone who's not learned, Amrina Chamra Ichrisle, his donkey got lost and he was going to find it. The Talmud Chacham also lost his sugya and was going to find it. Gufam Rav Yehuda, Erev Beraglav Biyom Rishon, if he made an Erev with his feet on the moments heading into the first day, Ma'arev Bepas Biyom Sheni, he can make an Erev with bread on the second day. Erev Bepas Rishon, Ma'arev Beraglav Bisheni, he could do vice versa as well, doing pas on the first day and raglav on the second day. Beraglav Irev Beragla Barishon, if he did it with his feet on the first day, Ein Ma'arev Bepas Besheni. Then in such a case, he cannot use pas on the second day. She'ein Ma'arvin Betchila Bepas. Rashi explains that the problem is that if the first day is Yom Tov, you can't designate pas because then that will be considered as if you're being Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Irev bepas biyom rishon, before the first day you use pas, then ma'arev bepas biyom sheni. Then you could use pas on the second day. Amar Shmuel ba'osa pas. And Shmuel says you have to use the same pas. The two statements are connected. The reason why one is normally not allowed to use a pas bisheni, as we just said above, she'em ma'arev mitchila bepas, is because one is being meichin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, if you use the same pas that was already used once before, then you don't have to say anything because the pas has already been designated. That's why Shmuel says once you use the same pas, it will be acceptable. Amar Vashi Dekanami, the Masnisan, it works beautifully in the Lashon of our mission. Diktani, we learned earlier on Lamaches Amanav, Ketsuose, Molicho Berishon Umachshavav, Vinoto ubalo bisheni machshichalav va'ochlo ubalo. The Mishnah describes that he takes the Eruv that he had used for the first day and he's machshich with it on the second day. And that's mamish Shmuel's yesod of be'oso pas, of using the exact same pas. Because the Mishnah goes out of its way to say that he brings back the Eruv that he had used the second day. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, Dilma hasam eitza tova kamashmalan. Not necessarily is that a raya, but maybe the Mishnah is just telling you how you could get away with using only one loaf of bread and not requiring two. We continue Bezer Hashem in our Mishnah. on Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shayyare Shema Disaber. If a person is concerned that when they're in Chutz Laaretz, in the days that they would sanctify the new moon in Eretz Yisrael, which we still are clamoring for to this day, since there is a possibility that Beis Din is going to sanctify 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so then in such a case, he wants to make 2 Erevin. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, he can't make 2 Eruvin. Va'omer and say, Eruvi Berishon L'Mizrach, I'm making 1 Erev in the east, and the same in the west. U'b'sheni L'Mariv, or vice versa. Berishon L'Mariv, u'b'sheni L'Mizrach. Eruvi Berishon, u'b'sheni K'mineiri. He could also say, I want to make an Erev for 1 day, and the second day I don't want any Erev, and I want to be able to go in any direction like somebody in the city. Eruvei v'sheni u'berishon k'bnei iri. I'll do it on the second day, and on the first day I'll be like the people in my city. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. And the chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Why did the chachamim not agree? Because the chachamim hold that Rosh Hashanah would be 1 Kedusha. And therefore, if the Beis Din HaGadol decided to make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he will not be able to divide his tchum in 2 different days. It's all considered 1 Kedusha. This is consistent with the position of the Chacham that we saw in Lamiches Amar Aleph that holds that we can't divide the Erev of 1 day of Rosh Hashanah with the Erev of the other day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda is now going to be consistent with his position as viewing Rosh Hashanah as 2 different Kedushas, continues the Mishnah. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Odam ala kalkola biyom tefrishon v'ochla b'sheni. A person can make a condition and take off Truma on the first day of Yom Tov and eat it on the second day. Rashi explains that the halachi is that one is not allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. However, a person, according to Rabbi Yehuda's position, that holds that Rosh Hashanah is never Vadai 2 days, but is always a Safek, he could say the following. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he could say, if today is Chol, it should be Truma. And if tomorrow is Chol, and today is Kodesh, so then the Truma will take effect tomorrow. In other words, on the second day, he will say, if yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, then the Truma should take effect today. So then he could be able to eat it on the second day. Again, inside, V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, Mas Adam al Kalkola B'yom Tov, Rishon V'ochla B'sheni. V'chein as well, Beitza Shenolda B'rishon, if the egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Tochel B'sheni, because it was Nolad on the first day, and it's Muktzah on the first day, but on the second day, because it's a different Kedusha, and it's a Safek, and Mamanav Shach, either Rosh Hashanah is the first day and it was Aser on the first day, and it could be eaten on the second day, or the second day is Rosh Hashanah and was laid before Rosh Hashanah, and it's no longer Muktzah. V'lo hodu lo chacham, the chacham didn't agree with the above halachos, consistent with their opinion that we mentioned above, that they hold that it's 1 Kedusha. The Gemara will tell us who the Shita of the Chachamim is. Rabbi Daisa ben Horkness Omer, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, now we get involved with Rosh Hashanah in general. B'yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, if you're down for the Yom of Rosh Hashanah, Omer, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Lekeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi learns Hachlitzeinu means Zeraznu, which comes from the word of Zrizus, to be quick, but probably also means to strengthen us to be quick. Lekeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im Hayom, Im Lemachar. Whether today is Rosh Chodesh or whether tomorrow is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us strength. L'machar, and then the next day, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, again, we're talking about a case where it's a Safek, Hu Omer Im Hayom Im Emesh, whether it's today or tomorrow, V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim, and the Chachamim did not agree. We're going to see in the Gemara Mem Amid Aleph, the Chachamim might be disagreeing because they hold that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, even though, of course, it is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as well. Man lo hodulo. Who are those who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you cannot make 2 different Erevin because Rosh Hashanah has 1 Kedusha? Amar Rav Rabbi Yosi. It's finally the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The sign is, we learned in the Tosefta, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, Modu Chachom Rabbi Eliezer B'Rosh Hashanah, Shayyare Shema Tisaber Ma'arev Odom Shnei Eruvim. That's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that you can make two different Eruvim. Every single permutation that we've already discussed above. Rabbi Yossi prohibits. And that's the Chachamim of our Mishnah. It's a little bit misleading then. When our Mishnah says Chachamim, it doesn't mean the majority opinion, but there were Chachamim that disagreed. Rabbi Yossi makes the following argument. It's not just simply that we keep, at times, Rosh Hashanah 2 days because of a suffix. There are times that Edom would come after Mincha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and we would not accept them until the next day. Edom to say that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really the Rosh Chodesh. However, because it was too late to get the news out, we would keep automatically 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That clearly is not a case of Suffolk, but it's a case of where the Chachamim decreed Kedusha Achas. So Rabbi Yossi explains, the reason why we serve Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas is because if we're going to view it as two separate Kedushas, there are times that it legitimately is one Kedusha, where it's not simply a Suffolk, but rather they were Mesakein 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Rabbanan hasam ki'echid lo lezilzal ubei. The Rabbanan say, even then, when they instituted a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, it was only to protect the first day. They wouldn't come to denigrate the first day of Rosh Hashanah. In the case that they decided to make the second day Rosh Chodesh, and the second day Rosh Hashanah, retroactively, the first day was not Rosh Hashanah. However, that would make a joke of the Jewish calendar. And people would say, wait a second, the rabbis just can't make up their mind. And then that would turn the first day of Rosh Hashanah into a joke. So in order that it shouldn't make a joke of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ke'echad lo zilzal ubei, they said, keep both days Rosh Hashanah. But never, claimed the Rabbanan, was there a concept of Kedusha Achas. Hence, the whole idea that you can't make an Erev for two different days because of Kedusha Achas is erroneous, according to the Rabbanan. There never was Kedusha Achas. And even the case of Rabbi Yossi says, if the Edom come in Amincha Ulamala, there it was instituted as Kedusha Achas, say the Rabbanan, no, it was never instituted as Kedusha Achas. It was always two separate Kedushos. And the Takana of Osa Yom Kodesh Umacharaso Yom Kodesh was not a takana of Kedusha Achas. It was just a takana Kehecha Delo Lezilzal Ubei. The Gemara continues on the top line in Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, we had also learned, analyzes the Gemara on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi spells out in Dibur HaMaschil Utsricha, had told us that he holds that's two Kedushas for three halachos. Eruv, Truma, which Rashi refers to as Kalkala, Ubeitza. And look back and listen back, if necessary, in our Mishnah, the Nafkaminos in those three cases. Says the Gemara, Diashmina Rosh Hashanah, if we had only heard that Rabbi Yehuda says in regards to Rosh Hashanah, in other words, the halacha of Tchumin in regards to Rosh Hashanah. Baha Kama Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that halacha there, Mishum Delor Ka'avid Midi. Maybe over there, Rabbi Yehuda would say that we say that it's valid to make two different Eruv for two different days because he didn't do anything. And there isn't even a Maris Ayin of Iser. There's nothing obvious that he's done anything to violate Yom Tov. Aval Kalkala, but when it comes to being Mafrish Truma, we know that it's prohibited to be Mafrish on Truma because it's Makib Epatish Midrabon. And that's spelled out in Maseches Shabbos Mishum. Tikun Mana, as our Gemara says, the Mechsi Kimisak in Tivla, it appears as if he's being fixing Tevel, a Mimodul Rabbanan, maybe because of that reason Rabbi Yehuda would be Modav. Yashmin and Hanitarti, and if it would say that you're allowed to be Mafrish Erev in two directions, and you're allowed to make the condition on two different days of Rosh Hashanah to take off the Truma, we would have thought only in those cases, because there's no way to make a gzeira. There's no other gzeira that we're afraid will come to be violated due to it. So when it comes to a beitza that's nolda on the first day, Dikel and Migzerba, we're afraid that people will come to be matir something else. What will they become to be matir? Mishum peres hanoshim. They'll say, ah, beitza shenolda is mutter. So even something that falls off the tree on the second day should also be mutter. Umishum mashkin shizavu. All they think that, ah, no problem. If the fruits have been squeezed, it's going to be usur to have hana'ah from them. But not only that, the Gemara tells us in Gimel and Alf and Beitza also, if the juice flows out of them, it's also going to be usur. Ema modula rabbanan. So then we would say that Beitza Shenolda resembles that case, and there also the Gzer would apply according to Rabbi Yehuda. They would be moded to Rabban in such a case. Sricha, that's why we need all three cases, and in all three of those cases, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be makel. Tanya, we learned in Brisa. Kate said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Masa Adam Al Kalkola, how do you make the Tanai Biyomt of Rishon Vokal B'Sheini? Hayulafan of Shtei Kalkolos, he has two vats or pitchers or barrels, shel tevel of fruit that's not tithed. Omer, he says, Ima hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. If the first day of Rosh Hashanah is really chol and the second day is kodesh, tehezo truma alzu, then this should be truma on the next thing. V'im hayom kodesh ulamachar chol ein bedvari klum, then today is nothing. V'kara le'ashem, and he designates what is going to be truma umanich, and he puts on the side. Ulamachar u'omer, and the next day he says, Im hayom chol, if today is the weekday, tehezo truma alzu, then the hafrasha should work. V'mayom kodesh, if today is kodesh, eh midvari klim, then I'm not doing anything. V'kara l'ashem v'ochla, and then he designates the truma, and he could eat it. Rabbi Yossi also, Rabbi Yossi prohibited. V'chein hayo Rabbi Yossi also, b'shnei yom tom shel golios. And Rabbi Yossi also prohibited on the 2 days of golios. In other words, Rashi explains, 2 days of Pesach, that's in Chutz La'aretz, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Sukkos. The Gemara continues to flesh out the halachas of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Golias and Yom Tov Sheni, which would also be dependent on the question of we look at them as one unified day, as Kedusha Achas, like Rabbi Yossi says, or do we look at them as two distinct days? There was a deer that had been hunted, Rashi says, by Gentiles. It was hunted and trapped on the first day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, v'shtachit b'yom tov sheni, and was slaughtered on the second day. Now, is this muktza? On the one hand, it was caught on Yom Tov. On the other hand, it was on the first day of Yom Tov, not on the second day of Yom Tov. No problem of shechting it on Yom Tov, because we know of the heter of Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. Rav Nachman Rav Chizda Achla, Rav Nachman Chizda did eat it. Rav Sheshis lo Achla, Rav Sheshis didn't eat it. Amar Rav Nachman Mayavid Leilu Rav Sheshis, to lo Achla Bisra de Tavi. What's the reason Rav Sheshis didn't eat it? Amar Leilu Rav Sheshis, Vehechil Achla. How could I eat? The Tani Isi we had learned. The Amrila Isi Tani, and or some say Isi had taught. V'chein hayu Reb Yossi oser shnei yom tov shel Golias, that there's an Iser on the double day of Golias that's considered Kedusha Achas. Says Rava, that's not a strong raya. Amar Rava, my kushya, dilma hachi kamar. Maybe what we were quoting from Reb Yossi wasn't talking about yom tov sheni shel Golias. Maybe we said, v'chein hayu Reb Yossi yom b'shnei yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah b'gola, that we were talking about Rosh Hashanah in Golias, that's the two Kedushas. But who says that it applies to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Says the Gemara, Ihachi Shel Golias, Begoila mi boile. Then it should have said Begola. The fact it says Begolias indicates that we're talking about the expression of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias as well, and that also has Kedusha Achas, according to Reb Yossi. Says Ravasi, Amar Ravasi, my kasha, dil mehachi kamer. V'chein haya Rabbi Yosi, Oisi Isur, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias, Kishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbanan Dishari. Maybe what it meant is, when it said V'chein haya Rabbi Yosi, Oisir, B'shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Yosi held that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Oisir, and the 2 days of Golias is like the Rosh Hashanah of the Rabbanan Bigola, that he was moda to them, that in that case, Dishari, that it's permissible. But Rav Asi never meant to go so far as to say Kedusha Achas, even by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. The Gemara, though, tries to prove that he did. Ashka Rav Sheshis, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amri Latani Mar, Midi B'Kedushas, teach us something Rav Sheshis said about Kedushas, Amalei Tanina, Moda Rav Yossi B'Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias. Rav Yossi was moda that when it comes to Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, that it has Kedu to Kedushas. Don't tell Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda this fact, says Rav Sheshes, that even Rav Yossi agreed that it's too kedushas, because then they'll be upset at me that I had gotten my information wrong and I didn't want to eat from this beitza. Bezer Hashem, this concludes our fascinating discussion in regards to Rosh Hashanah Kedusha Achas and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, whether it's Kedusha Achas or two Kedushas. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the daf of Lamed Tes in Maseches Erevin, and we now, Be'ezer Hashem, go on to the Halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, the Halacha topic from daf Lamed Ches and daf Lamed Tes begins on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the Be'ez to Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, is the following Shaila. A newly minted nurse who is about to do her first rotation on Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael. I was not the one who was consulted about whether she can do rotations on Shabbos and Shomer Shabbos programs, etc., etc. But she is a midwife, which the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza expressly states is allowed to violate Shabbos in the case of giving birth. Assuming that it was appropriate for her to enlist for this role, as she had told me she had heard from another Rav, posited the following question. Now that she's going to the hospital, being driven by a Gentile on Shabbos, she's not sure if there's going to be very much food in the hospital. Is she allowed, while she was holding a Maseches Erevin, is she allowed, I said that figuratively, is she allowed, she asked, to take food with her as well, or is there a problem of tchum? Well, that shaila could bounce out of our amud. The Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis quoted a machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, which appears in a Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Beis. And that is, if someone during Bein Hashmashos is sleeping, could their object still be Kona Shvisa on their behalf? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Cheftze Hefker Konen Shvisa, that even though at that moment the person is not awake, it's considered like Cheftze Hefker, and therefore they're Kona Shvisa, and they could be Kona Shvisa on his behalf, because just like Cheftze Hefker are Kona Shvisa, and they don't need Das, so too over here when a person is sleeping. Ultimately, the Gemara Mem Hei Amud Beis, as well as our Gemara, says, even according to the Rabbanan, if the person is not sleeping, but he's awake, even if he doesn't say anything, his objects can be Kone Shvisa for him. What's behind this idea that his objects could be Kone Shvisa for him, even if he doesn't expressly state this? It seems that what's behind this is the Yesod of a Gemara later on, which gets to our above Shiloh. The Gemara in Sadi Zayin Amud Beis has a very important expression. Habehema v'hakelim kiragle habaylim. The halachos of your utensils, which tchum they have to stay in, follows where your tchum is. Wherever your tchum is, that's where your animal and utensils tchum is as well. Similarly, our Gemara is mechadesh, that if your utensils are in a place that can be Kona Shvisa on Bein Hashmashos, even though it's not your intention, nevertheless, since, I think, our Gemara in Erevin on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis taught us that there is a direct relationship between the Behema, the Kelim, and the Raglei Abaylim, in such a case, they will be Kona for the person even without an Amira. And therefore, a person will be Kona Shvisa, A. And B is if we need to decide the tchum of his objects, they follow his tchum. Now, I searched the Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, and I did not find anybody that discussed what if the individual left his tchum on Shabbos for a mitzvah to save someone's life. In such a case, does the tchum of the kelim follow the individual? Do we take that rule, HaBehema V'akim K'ragli HaBailim, not only to when the Bailim remain in their tchum on Shabbos, but even when they go out, but they go out Beheter. Of course, if they go out Be'isur, they will not be allowed to be moved. But what happens if they go out to save somebody? So the Mishnah Berurah did not discuss this. However, the earliest source, and there might be earlier sources, but the earliest source that I found is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in Simin Tezvov, who discusses this exact question of someone who goes out to save a life. Are his kelim part of his tchum? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says he thinks that they are. And he points back to the Lashon of the Gemara in Erevin Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, which actually is a Mishnah on Beitza Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Ha-behema v'ha-kelim kiragle ha-bailim. The behema, the kelim, follow the bailim. That's how we understood our Gemara, the mechanics in our Gemara, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis going, Lamed Ches Amid Beis going to Lamed Tes. In all instances, Rav Shlomo Zalman is medayik. It doesn't say wherever the bailim were kone shvisa on bein shmashos, that's where you could take the behema and kelim. No, it says they follow the raglei abailim. Wherever the raglei abailim are, that's where they are. And in our sugya, it meant that's their objects, therefore could be kone shvisa for the bailim. Because wherever they are, that's where the bailim are. Even if the bailim didn't say it. Similarly, wherever the Baal is, that's where they are. And it would seem from the Psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that this nurse would be able, in a case of where it is appropriate for her to travel to a hospital to deliver babies, again, that is a big discussion and requires clear parameters from Gedolei Torah. From the perspective of the Daf Yomi, it would seem that she would be allowed to take the food with her, and she'd be allowed to move it in the tchum, and there would be no iser of taking it out, nor no iser in moving it within her new tchum that she has, as the Mishnah in Beitza describes, hachachama shaholeches, a midwife who goes to help someone give birth. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the halacha topic from Daf Lamed Ches and Daf Lamed Tes.